From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The Mexican filmmaker Alejandro González Iñárritu, who made Babel at 21 grams, has now made a tragedy, a story of people who are struggling in Barcelona. They're struggling with cancer, with bipolar disorder, with drug addiction, with poverty. Many of the characters are illegal immigrants from China or Africa who are also struggling with exploitative bosses and raids by the police. The central character of this very bleak film, which is called Beautiful, is played by Spanish actor Javier Bardem. He's dying, and he's trying to provide for his children. By coincidence, Bardem also starred in Vicky Cristina Barcelona. In that film, the Spanish city is romantic, colorful, dotted with buildings by Gaudi. In Iñárritu's new movie, that Barcelona is barely recognizable.
It is not what people expected, but I promise you that that really exists, and I didn't went very far to find that, you know, unfortunately. You know, that you just turned, if you are standing in the Ramblas, looking to the mountain, you just turned your camera to the right, and there it is. It's a reality that it's uncomfortable, and many doesn't want to see.
The Barcelona of immigrants, the Barcelona of people who are... invisible to most of us.
And you know, for me, it's important because Barcelona was not a protagonist here. You know what I mean? This is not like Vicky Cristina Barcelona. This is a film that is about many things, and Barcelona is the backlot, is the perfume, is the atmosphere, is the context. But this story could have happened in any European city now. And this is a huge new problem, which is this immigration that has changed and is shaping economically, culturally, socially every suburb of every big city in Europe. And these people are suffering immensely, and they are, you know, very close to be abused, to be exploited. And I call it the slavery of the 21st century. You know, it's really heartbreaking.
I think having seen your film Babel and 21 Grams and Amores Perros, I can say you haven't exactly been making musical comedies so far. You haven't been making light films. But this film, Beautiful, is, to say it's dark, isn't doing justice to the word dark. It is a very discouraging story.
Let's see. I mean, if we want to reduce the film to a word or to an adjective, yes, I mean, people have used dark or bleak. But if you go to El Museo El Prado and you see the dark painting of Goya, you know, yes, are they dark? Of course. Or you see Francis Bacon painting, or you see Monk, The Shout. Yes. I mean, is disturbing? Is that? Yes, absurd, or a requiem in music. Yes, it's about that. But obviously, maybe I didn't achieve it, but what I was trying to get in the point was this is a tragedy, which is a genre that has been forgotten in the entertainment business. It has been forgotten. It's a great, valuable way to express the stories of human beings. And the tragedy has some rules. And those rules is about somebody who will be hit by destiny in every angle. Mm-hmm. And while he is falling down, free fall, how this character with dignity will find a way to redeem himself, to find light, to find the verticality in his existence, and put their things together. That's what Triad is about. And this film is that. It's an exercise. That from Medea to King Lear to Macbeth. It's just that this guy is not a king. This guy is an ordinary guy, an ordinary life in a very complex world. And that's for me what this... For me, this story at the end is a love story between a father and their kids. And an absence of a fatherhood that never exists, and the guy is trying to solve that during the whole film. That's for me what this is, the essence for me, you know?
You mentioned art. Art includes The Scream by Edvard Munch, the great painting. Mm-hmm. When you've made a film and you come to, you know, to American distributors and say, I have this great film, it is to movies what Munch's Scream is. It's not a horror movie. It's a serious tragedy. Are people enthusiastic, or do they say, this is too depressing for us?
I think the people who love this film, it's just the people doesn't know about the existence of this film, because obviously the industry is just about selling entertained destruction. You know what I mean? Like pre-designed corporate products to take money from the pockets of 10 to 15-year-old kids. There's nothing more than that, you know? And is just making more difficult for audiences that they have a lot of stiffness in their emotional muscles that they haven't been moved long time ago, or even intellectual ones. And they just want to sit, and they have been used, especially the young audiences, just to sit and be entertained, and they want clowns. And I think that if I would have spent 3 years doing a film like this, or 4 years, I should bring the people more than entertainment. You know?
I was thinking, though, after watching Beautiful, which is, as you say, is set among, or it greatly involves immigrants outside Barcelona. I was thinking of Stephen Frears' movie Dirty Pretty Things, which was set among immigrants from Africa and elsewhere in London living similarly, but was essentially framed in a conventional way as a thriller, I suppose. There's blood in it. It's not a thoroughly happy film, but it's a very different approach. That was a form, I think, of entertainment. I don't think of Beautiful as a form of entertainment.
I think it's very interesting because the storyline just grabs you and doesn't let you go. And I have to say that talking about bleakness or darkness, I found much more darkness and bleakness in a 30-minute TV newscast show than in this film. The news that we heard, the way the world is now, there's much more in the existential thoughts and more darkness, at least for me, the way I see things, in these films that people are killed and you don't feel nothing. Mm-hmm. And even when they kill people, 30 of them, at least 50 in the name of entertainment, in a very cool way, very well shot, you know, you laugh and you don't care. And that, for me, is just something that, you know, here there's one guy. Yes, the guy is dying, but you care for it. And the way I have seen people really relate to this character and the way people is affected by the film all around the world that I have been traveling, you cannot get better than that. Just the people really shake in a good way, and they are not indifferent. And that's what art, and that's what art should do, which is provoke, create catharsis. This is not a decorative piece. No, this is not a piece that you just pass and say, okay, it's fine. And then 20 minutes, you just forgot it and you eat your popcorn. This is a film that will leave you something. And I think that if the people will get $10 and will give me 2 hours of their lives, I better do something better than just make them laugh a little bit. That's the way I respect the audience, you know.
Well, Alejandro González Iñárritu, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much, Robert.
His new movie is called Beautiful.